The update, I'm Carlotta Bradley. Now that she's announced her quest for the Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Rodham Clinton will travel to small-town Iowa this week.
Hillary Rodham Clinton will first meet with educators and students at a community college. She will then tour a produce company and hold a roundtable with members of the small business community.
I'm hitting the road to earn your vote.
Both communities that she'll visit have populations of less than 9,000, according to the 2010 census. It is part of an effort to focus on smaller, more intimate events where Clinton can interact with voters. Her campaign says a major speech won't come until sometime next month. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Florida Republican Marco Rubio is expected to launch his run for the White House tomorrow with an announcement in his hometown of Miami. The 43-year-old first-term senator has proved to be a strong fundraiser and in-demand campaigner. AP Update, I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.